Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're at the Wisconsin Media Day for college basketball. The voice of the Badgers is Matt LaPay, and he has the honor of covering Ethan Happ every night in the Big Ten. I had the honor of broadcasting him every night in the Three Rivers Conference back in the day. But a few of your observations about it was a privilege for me to cover him, and I know most of the media people I've talked to around here, they've kind of echo the same sentiment that I have, and I assume you do as well.
Absolutely, Jim. Yeah, it is a privilege. He carries himself so well. He works so ridiculously hard. He's humble. You know, people know who he is now, and people know how dangerous he can be out on the floor, but I don't think he's let that get to his head at all. It certainly has not inflated his ego. Let's put it that way. Privilege is a good word. Wisconsin's been fortunate. It's had a lot of guys who carry themselves the way you would want the young man to carry himself. And Ethan is another one of those guys. And he's a heck of a basketball player. So people here love him.
Yeah, and I'll ask you what I asked Coach Gard, because you're around Division I college sports. That's your job. Do people understand how challenging and how difficult it is mentally and physically being a redshirt? I mean, more mentally than anything. I was telling Coach Gard, I mean, this is a kid that was the hero of the town when he was in high school. Mm-hmm. And then you sit out and only practice. You know, you're getting your college education, which is adjustment, your freshman year from high school, too. Do you think people realize that, or can you elaborate or enumerate on that a little bit?
Yeah, to answer your question, no, Jim. And I would say not just fans. I think us, we watch him, but we're not walking in his shoes. We observe what it was like for him in a redshirt year, anybody in a redshirt year. But I would take it a step further. I don't know if we fully appreciate what these guys go through, period, in their college careers. The schedule it's all over the map. They can play any night of the week. You're traveling. You're getting back home late at night. Now, you know, I'm not looking for people to play the violins for these guys, but there is so much more than what we see out on the floor. And for a guy like Ethan to take that redshirt year, make himself better, make the rotation guys better, too. He drove Kaminsky nuts, which is, you know, that was National Player of the Year, and Ethan Happ gave him trouble in practice. So, you know, to see a guy take that year and build the way he did, it's a good lesson for other players who are doing the same thing.
Well, in just, you know, the one thing that drives me bananas when I hear people talk about him, they say prototypical. I was telling Coach Gard this, prototypical Wisconsin player. And it's like this backhanded compliment, and I'm like, well, he plays defense, he runs the floor, he's a rebounding animal, he scores in the paint, and again, lockdown defender. Now, I saw perimeter game a lot in high school, which I realize is a different level. So I told Coach Gard, it always sounds like it's like a backhanded compliment. I'm saying he's a good college basketball player, and I'm glad people are recognizing that. And I know it's a compliment to the program saying he's a Wisconsin prototypical player, but I'm saying, no, he's a prototypical Division I top college basketball player.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how you presented that, because I think prototypical is a compliment for people who understand the game and understand how Wisconsin plays. And you're obviously in that category. You understand what makes a good player at Wisconsin. So I think if it's taken the right way by the people who really observe basketball and have a good working knowledge of the game, it is a compliment. But I also understand your point. I think Wisconsin still has that reputation. When you think prototypical Wisconsin player, thick-ankled, slow guy who doesn't move up and down the floor. And you could ask people around the Big Ten. He is not that. A guy who can run the break. He can, if he needs to be a one-man fast break, he's done that. He has such an array of moves in the paint. You know, we haven't seen that great mid-range game from him yet, but he's still scoring a lot of points. He's getting to the foul line a lot, and that means his counter moves inside, what he's able to do, he can be very, very deceptive and very frustrating to low post defenders.
And then just as you watch this 2017-2018 Badger team, his role is going to be amped up even more with what the program has lost and then what the expectations are from him. They know. So the talent level here, the kids that are coming back have to step up. But what do you look at in terms of his success this year and how his role is going to be even more defined and more key to this success of this program this year?
I think the best thing that I think he'll do, and it's a test for him, is still be Ethan Happ. Not, you know, you don't have to reinvent yourself. You want to continue to evolve, and yeah, if he can knock down a 15-footer now and then, wonderful. If he can be more consistent at the free throw line, wonderful. But I think we'll all find out together that maybe the weapons around him are going to be pretty good. There's a great unknown there, but you're right. The bullseye on him is going to be vivid. He may draw double team, so if he can kick it out and the open man can catch and flip in the mid-range shot or the three-point shot, then that makes Ethan Happ really, really valuable to be able to find the open man, be able to get out of the double team, things like that. You've seen him. I'd be curious on your, I'll turn this around for a second. You look at Ethan Happ right now, and I see a guy with a lot more meat on his bones than a few years ago. And I think you could speak to that. You're seeing a guy who looks like he's been getting a lot done in the weight room.
Yeah, and I would attest that there was the Wisconsin basketball Twitter account tweeted out a picture this year from the summer, and the kids had their shirts off. I'm like, well, that's an NBA body that dude has now, or a WWE body, yeah. Whatever. But yeah, I'm impressive. Why I got your one observation from you, covering the Big Ten. Do you get the feeling that Illinois is headed in the right direction? You know, I've been to a few games here at Kohl Center and Camp Randall, and I was in Iowa City last week with Illinois, and 70,000 there for that game. And I go to Champaign, you know, and 2 years into the Coach Smith thing, attendance not great,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that I noticed just being from the Midwest and following Illinois. It's like, man, we don't have that here yet. Do you get the feeling that they're headed that right that way? And I know a lot to be determined with Underwood coming into as the head basketball coach.
Yeah, that's specific to basketball. I think, you know, certainly he won a lot of games at Oklahoma State, and it seems to be a very positive hire for Illinois, and hopefully it will for them turn out to be that way, and he can be there for a while. You know, the fan base there is rabid. The Orange Crush is still loud, but there's a transition going on. I was surprised that it didn't click more than it did under John Gross, to be honest. I thought his resume was pretty impressive coming in. That seemed to be a good hire for them, but there were key injuries. You cannot, you know, it's not an excuse, but I think it's legit. You know, you miss a guy for a couple years who might be the head of the snake, so to speak. That hurts you. But I think given Coach Underwood's, you know, resume on the floor, that I would think Illinois has a chance. And you mentioned Lovie Smith. I've heard people say that seems to be a perfect fit there, which right now might not, you know, might go really, but I mean, let's be honest, Illinois football is really, really young right now. Mm-hmm. They're starting a lot of young guys on both sides of the ball. So, you know, you hate to keep saying be patient, but I think what you need here is stability. In both cases, you want those guys to be around for a while. Let that staff recruit for multiple years, and you know, there's no really quick fix to it. But, yeah, I think on paper it sounds like they have the right guys to do it.
Right. It's great to visit with the guy that gets to cover Ethan Happ some more. That's always awesome. We know what he's like. So, and I told Coach Gard this, a lot of Illinois and Iowa fans from where we're from, but I know at least four times a year they're rooting for the Badgers. So thanks for your time, and have a good 2017-2018 season.
My pleasure. Good talking to you.
Matt LaPage, the voice of the Badgers, joining us on WRMJ.